Hallelujah. We're going to have a time today. I'm not going to tell that lie. We're just going to go. Amen. Because I'm full. I've been meditating this message for 2 weeks and talking it out to myself. And it comes from the fact that we have no idea what Jesus did on the cross. None. All we know, he hung on the cross. He got up. That's it. What he did on the cross, my goodness. He said, it is finished. So why we keep holding on to it? Why we keep fighting against it? Why we keep battling against things that he already accomplished? And the thing about it is he wanted us to know that he accomplished, because he completed what he did. He completed what the prophets of the Old Testament. He brought the Old Testament into the new, and he said, all that's done. You don't have to live according to that no more, the commandment, the law back then. You're about to live by grace. And you know what's so good about it is, good thing about it is, that prophecy already thought about us, the Gentiles.
Amen.
That we weren't left out.
Amen.
Y'all don't think that's not exciting to you?
Amen.
But you don't have to die. But you can live. You don't have to be sad. You can be happy. No matter what you're going through, your turmoil, your struggle, your trial, you can still have victory. That's what he did on the cross.
Amen.
My goodness. He brought it into all things. Let's look at Daniel's prophecy. Daniel, the 9th chapter. Now, I've been studying this thing, and it got real complicated. I told First Lady I need some advice from the Holy Ghost on how to make this simple. Because there's a lot going on here in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Only two of y'all got it. You know what happens, right? When you can't find your book in the Bible, you need to get you an electronic device. So you can just punch it up. You don't like that? Okay. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Okay. I'm waiting on Sister Helen to say amen.
Amen.
Okay. The 24th verse says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore, and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to do what? To build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And for the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined, and it shall be confirmed the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This is all talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Ain't that good to know?
Amen.
This prophecy is all about Jesus. When you talk about the 70 weeks, I got notes today, y'all. When you talk about the 70 weeks, when you think about 70 weeks, if you read it, it's talking about 70 times seven. Because a week here in this particular scripture, it means a year. So you got 70 times 7 years. Gives you what? 490. Well, chronologically, from that point to when Stephen was stoned to death is 490 years. Chronologically, they got the Bible, the book separated. Chronology, Ezra and Nehemiah go together. And see, it was Ezra's prophecy. Ezra was sent back to Israel to rebuild Israel by the king. And see, that was the beginning of the prophecy. Well, you say, well, why is Daniel prophesying about Ezra's work? Because God is an awesome God. God gave Daniel the ability to prophesy beforehand what was going to take place in the rear. That's why Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. The first and the last. I'm going to drop something on you. Scripture also says, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Oh my goodness. So we got this, how many years? 490 years. Okay. Jesus said, nothing is more important than his prophetic word on the cross when he said, it is finished. It sounds like three words, but it's actually a phrase. It's a phrase for, I paid the debt for you.
My Lord.
Stop paying debts. Stop feeling guilty. Stop letting yourself be judged. Stop condemning yourself. I paid the debt for you. It's done. You don't have to whine or complain or worry about it no more. I took care of it. All I need you to do is to love me.
Come on now. Man. Come on now.
Man.
That cross, man, is so important. And I think I got, years ago they was giving out these little wooden crosses. Remember the little wooden crosses on the black string?
Yeah.
I got one of them bad boys on. Every time I look at it, it don't have no man on it because he ain't on the cross. It's just a piece of wood because it reminds me of humanity that Jesus died for.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
So he paid it in full. He completed it. He brought it to an end. What Jesus did was complete. Did you turn your phone to vibrate, please? What he did, she said, what Jesus did was, in my goodness, I don't even have the words to explain his dominance and his power when he was on that cross. Remember, the cross that he was on was made of what? One piece of wood. Most crosses you see, folks make them out of two pieces. His cross was made one piece, designating or confirming that from Ezra to the time of Stephen being stoned was chronology one period. Oh, I got y'all now, don't I? So here you go, Ezra. He's doing, he's rebuilding the temple. Daniel, 70 weeks times seven. Guess what? You mathematics, how many years from that point would it be up to the time Jesus walked into the water in Jordan? 483 years. So you say, where the other 7 years at? I'm going to let you know. Amen. When Jesus stepped in the water to be baptized by John, he was fulfilling scripture.
Amen.
See, John didn't want to baptize. You should be baptizing me, Jesus. But John said no. Jesus told him, no, you have to baptize me or you're going to mess up what I came here for.
Amen. Right. Amen.
And I can't let you do that. Mm-hmm. I have a specific purpose that I came here to do, and if you don't baptize me, you stop it. Well, Jesus got in the water and John baptized him. That was what? 483 years. The moment he walked out of the Jordan River, he started the 7 years that would make up the 490.
Man.
All right.
Jesus was in the earth for 3.5 years doing ministry. That gives us what? 486 and a half.
Right.
Well, we know from that point, after the cross, Jesus anointed the disciples. The disciples, up until the time of Stephen, did the work of Jesus for what? 3.5 years. Which gives you what? 483 and 90 years. Jesus said, it is finished. I've done a work that you don't have to worry about doing it anymore. Lest by works any man should boast.
All right.
No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper because I've done it already.
Amen.
If I be for you, who can be against you?
Right.
Because I did it already.
Amen.
You ask anything in my name believing, it shall be done unto you because I've done it already.
Come on now.
You want peace that passes all understanding, you can have it. You know why? Because I did it already.
Yeah.
That's why Paul said, pray for others. Because these things we praying for been done already.
Alright.
I'm praying for peace. Jesus said, I did that. So then I said, Lord, I need you to heal my knees. God said, I did that too. Well, we need some money. He said, I did that. It is finished. Let's get into it. The problem with Jesus saying it's finished on the cross, our mindsets haven't aligned with what he said.
Amen.
Because we're constantly moved by the way we feel, what we hear, what we see. We have become so emotionalized being born again or Christians.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Oh, don't hear me this morning. Y'all act like y'all ready for me to stop already. Oh, my goodness. I'm visualizing that cross. And when they brought him the vinegar, its translation for vinegar in the Greek is sour wine. Now remember, when he was at the feast of the wedding, he made them sweet wine. There's always going to be somebody or something that comes to sour your trail. But you have to remind yourself, it's finished. You can't move me. Because it's finished. I'm not going to let you get on my nerves no more because it's finished. You persecute me, it's all right because it's finished. Because by it being finished, I know that God said I can do all things now through Christ Jesus that strengthens or enables me to do it. Because it's finished. Jesus made an end to it. This is gone. It's done. I done dug the spit red and threw it. It's simple. All right. I hope you got your pencils. We're going to go do some verses. Amen. Something else Jesus did on the cross when he said it is finished. Ah, my goodness. When he said it is finished, he tore the veil.
Yes. Yes.
That's really important.
Yes.
Why is that so important? Because now you don't need me to go to God.
Come on now.
Pastors, get me for telling y'all that.
Come on now.
You don't need me to have faith in God.
That's right. Amen.
Man.
You don't need me to fulfill your destiny. All you need is Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's my job to make sure you search him out.
Come on now.
All right.
So that you can have everything you need.
Amen. Amen.
Because it's finished.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist. Apostle, we're not here to rule you. We're here to encourage you. Because Jesus finished it.
Amen.
We ruled you in the old days. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
I'm trying to let you see what happened on the cross. So next time you see a cross with somebody got a cross with a man on it, tell them, here, let me get you another cross. Because we know that Jesus got off the cross.
Say that. Amen.
I ain't trying to serve no dead man.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Amen. Mark, the 15th chapter, the 38th verse, tells us that the veil was rent, the curtain partitioning off the most holy place. Do you know what that means? That means you can go in now.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Pastor, I need you to pray. You don't have to do that no more. He said, here I come, Jesus.
Yeah.
That means you can go straight into the Holy of Holies.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That means you can go exactly where Jesus is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We don't realize that. We don't have to play second fiddle to nobody.
Come on now. Come on now.
Jesus said, look here. And I'm just paraphrasing.
Uh-huh.
When he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost, was after he said, it is finished.
Uh-huh.
And when he gave up the ghost, he completed his divine mission in the earth, in the flesh.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come in and hear me.
Hallelujah.
He completed his divine mission in the earth, in the flesh, to show us that we have the same responsibility, the same authority, the same dominion, the same power, because we serve the same Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He came to prove that the same life that he lived, we can live it.
Amen.
You know, remember scripture says, these things that I do, you shall do also, and you shall do even greater. Well, there's a reason we need to do greater, because I'm sure we're experiencing more. We have television, radio, internet, tablets, satellite, you name it, we got it. And at some time or another, we can use it all to get caught up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said, you need me more. You need a whole lot more. That's why certain songs I don't like. That song said, don't y'all get mad at me. I need a little bit more Jesus. No, now I need a whole lot of him. I'd have tried a little bit, and it didn't sustain me.
Come on, Doc.
Okay, now. I got to get moving. I said, what time is it? 11:30? Bye, Therese. Let's look at something else Jesus did. Go to Acts 2:31. Believe it or not, I'm almost done. Really? Because if I gave you everything out of study, we'd be here till 2:00. Well, the relative. Say, we'll be here at 2:00. I tell you, 2:31, right?
Yes.
He's seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. You know that commentary where folks, preachers are preaching that Jesus never went to hell? He had to. How could he go and rise again and prove to you that it could be done if he don't do it?
Amen.
Scripture right here says it. That he would do what? His soul did not see corruption. That has a twofold meaning. You going through something? You being tried, tempted, persecuted, afflicted, sick, finances gone, you don't have to be corrupted.
Right.
Yeah. What I mean by you don't have to be corrupted, you don't have to let it separate you from your praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus did it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's done. So why don't we walk around griping?
Right.
avoiding people. They get on my nerves. You should get on my nerves, though. Y'all know I'm just playing. Jesus had to receive the same punishment that we receive if we missed him.
Come on now. Come on now. Work it out, Pastor.
Jesus did a lot. The book of Revelations, the first chapter, tells us, I think it's around the 8th verse somewhere up in there, it says that Jesus went to Hades. Now, you have to understand something. When it talks about Hades, when it talks about hell, it's talking about something under the earth.
Yeah.
In Sheol, Jesus took the keys to what?
Death.
And the grave. What was he saying? It's finished. Where's the scripture? Oh death, where's thy sting? Oh grave, where's your victory? There's no sting from the sting of death, and there's no victory in grave because it's finished.
Yeah.
I'm trying to let you know what the cross did for us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hades is a hidden place. Actually, hey, stand in front of me, Pastor. You ever made the statement, man, it feel like I'm in hell? I know ain't none of y'all ever made that statement. You've been going through something. It's hell on earth. I heard it because I said it a couple times. Felt like it because I realized something. When it talks about that, it's talking about it's a state of being.
Yeah.
A lot of folks that wish they were dead, they kill themselves. You better start speaking life into you.
Come on now.
Amen.
You better start calling those things that are not as though they were. Speak life into yourself. Because Jesus did it already. There ain't no need of you not having no joy of the Lord as your strength. Because he did it. There's no need of you not having peace. He did it. There's no reason that you can't look to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord, because he took care of that for you.
Amen. Amen.
We have to get rid of the stinking thinking we got and start living every day like it's already done.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, if you're one of them folks that's been running from the devil a long time, you keep right on running. Because Jesus took care of that too. And you just run. Okay. 1 Corinthians the 15th chapter 26 verse says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I like that part, Brother Carlos. Because it tells me something. It gives me the ability not to worry about dying. Because if I leave here, I'm going to return again. I don't really die. I just pass from one to another. So we can live our lives trusting God, believing in him, understanding that all things through him have been done. Walking around fearful, scared, concerned, worried. Hallelujah. I guess I got to answer this question because somebody asked it. Pastor, you gonna talk about politics for what? Church and politics ain't supposed to have nothing to do with each other. Let me tell you something. Pastor Keys taught me something years ago. Everything has a cause and effect. It don't matter who in there. You can put a till of the hunt in there. The same things that affected us before gonna affect us now. So why be concerned? Live every day you live as unto the Lord. Because if I'm not mistaken, he said, seek ye first. Did he say that? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I'm going to paraphrase on you. Whatever it is you have need of, it's already yours. Guess what? He said that before he died. I drive some shit crazy. She said, you mad as Brother Hart. You spend stuff and we ain't got it yet. Hey, back there. I've learned this. Your expectation from God has always got to abound in you. Always abounding. Always increasing. If you do that, you recognize what? It's done already. I've watched God do the miraculous. Because once I've spoken, I let it go. I can carry it around and worry about it and get mad at God because it's taking too long. But eventually he'll tell me what? Told you. I finished it already. What you crying for? What are you begging for?
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
You don't have to mistreat people to get ahead. Jesus said it is finished. Paul picks that up with the statement. He goes to tell us about how we have to treat one another.
Amen, 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 amen.
The animosity between us is supposed to be finished.
Say that.
The cross covers so many broad ranges of things that we have to comprehend is for our edification in God. I am determined, Brother Andy, that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. You right, First Lady. You know, if I don't let me do it, I'm not going to let nobody else do it. Because me trying all the time. I wake up in the morning, me say, man, your knees so beating up on you today. And I hear God, then I say, well, you just beat up because I'm getting it going. I'm going to give you something. Then your mom used to have their daddy will say, I'm going to give you something to cry about. And commence the wailing on you. You wish you never opened your mouth to whimper. I'm going to give you something to hurt about today, knees. Ain't that right? The blood covenant, that's what's so good about it, can never be broken. Jesus established a blood covenant that Daniel talked about, that Ezra began, and even Jeremiah prophesied about it. Isaiah talked about the root of Jesse. Think about it. Go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians, the second chapter. The 13th verse. You can research this when you get home. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the what? By the blood of Christ. For he is our what? Peace. He did it already. Who made both made us both what? One. Has broken down the middle wall of partition between what?
Us.
Amen. Having abolished in his, remember we said he had to do it in his flesh, the enmity or hatred or hostility, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances. Talking about the Old Testament. You'd be amazed at how many churches still thrive on the Old Testament. It's an example. It's a type of the new. If you're still trying to live your life according to the Old Testament laws, I'm sorry for you. And that he might reconcile both God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. It is finished. And before that, he told the Father, look here, God. He said, look here, Dad. I have completed the mission that you sent me here to do. Remember, he's not on the cross yet. But his mind said it changed, Ty. Now he sees himself on the cross, dead, and arisen, and sitting next to the throne of God. When you can see Jesus, you can go through some stuff and still have joy and still have peace and still love folks that hate you, pray for folks that despitefully use you, encourage folks that don't encourage you. You can do these things because you're focused on Jesus.
Come on now.
Amen. To making himself of twain, one new man. Now, when this is going forth, Paul is also talking about the Jew and the Gentile. What he's saying is, they might be God's chosen, but he chose you too. He says, you don't have to be grafted in as they're teaching, but you are born in by the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That was free. And it came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have what? Access. The Jews, if they decide to serve him, and the Gentile, if they decide to join, serve him, we have access to the throne of God. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Guess who we're talking about now? We're talking about them saints that went on to be with God earlier. Remember what we said? They're dead, but they're not dead. Because you can't die in Christ.
Come on.
Oh, I got you on that, didn't I, Sister Helen? Those that die in Christ never die because of the resurrection and the blood.
Amen.
What he said was,
amen.
When
amen.
Jesus comes back for his church,
come on now.
All those that died beforehand, Paul, John, Luke, Mark, all those Sylvanus that have died before him, that they rise to meet him in the air. So that makes us fellow citizens with them. Because now they are just as much a part of the body as we are. We just can't see them because they paved the road for us to get what we have.
Amen.
But we're fellow citizens with them. Because eventually we go off to God. And we're going to reign with the King.
Amen.
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 Amen. With the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ, see, built upon the foundation. Meaning they're not supposed to control you. in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom he also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He's the stone in the corner who owns that whole corner.
Come on.
I am the chief cornerstone. I am the foundation. I am what holds all things together. By my word and what I have done, I hold you together. But there is no Jew, there is no Gentile, there is no barbarian, there is no free, but I am all one because I am a God of oneness. Even as I, my Father, and the Holy Ghost are one, I am one with you, and you are one with the Father through my sacrifice, through what I have done. I look unto me, look unto me, look unto my word to know what you have. It is truly finished. All the wars are finished. All the difficulties are finished. Even though you continue to fight, I have fought the battle, and I have walked this walk. Follow in my footsteps, and ye shall achieve what I have achieved. The oneness of mine with my Father that allowed me to overcome death itself. And I shall lead you through those gates, because I am the living God. I'm the God of life. And I am the resurrection and the life. And that resurrection is in you now, my children. You don't have to wait until you leave him and get it. It is with you now. But when I brought everything, I brought everything with me. The resurrection, the life, the power, the peace, the joy, the oneness, the unity. Look unto me, for I am the author and the finisher of your faith, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Author and the finisher of our faith. The most powerful statement that I think Paul probably made was the fact when he said, I've raised the dead, I've opened blinded eyes, I've cast out demons, I've traveled abroad, I've been shipwrecked, I've been beat up by my own countrymen, I've been robbed, I've been scantily clothed, I've been without food. But with all that, I still want to know him in the power of his resurrection. Jesus gave up the ghost. He gave it up for a reason. So he could come back and reestablish not the kingdom of God, but the kingdom of heaven in the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys to death and hell. You know, you open up stuff with a key. It's a lot easier getting in with a key than it is without one.
Amen.
The key that he had, he brought with him. You have that key. It's about time you start unlocking some doors.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Stop looking at the badness in it and see the blessing in it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
But you can't see the blessing if you're not looking through the eyes of God.
That's right.
Because let me tell you about something about this old man. This old flesh, it just wants to see what it wants to see. And its job is to, its hostility against the God in your life is to keep you discouraged, beat up, unfaithful. I like to sort of flesh fat skis and I'm unpredictable. When he tell me I shouldn't pray, I pray. Because he don't expect you to. When things going on, the Spirit of God tell you to praise him. He not going to tell you that.
Amen.
Because he wants to keep you separated from God.
That's right.
Who finished the transgression? Who made an end to all sin? Y'all saying it to yourselves? Who reconciled us from iniquity? Who brought in everlasting righteousness? And who anointed the most holy place? That's why you can say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And God said, though you in the world, you're not of the world. Why? Because it is finished. It's done. Jesus was the perfect pattern for the tabernacle of Moses. Now he's the perfect pattern for the body of Christ.
Amen.
All we got to do is align ourselves, bring our mindsets under subjection to the word of God, and be renewed in our spirits day by day by presenting ourselves unto the Lord as a living sacrifice.
All right.
What that means by that means that you got to put up with some stuff. That's horrible, ain't it? You got to love folks that you know can't stand you. They don't know why they can't stand you. They just can't stand you. It ain't nothing you said or nothing you did. You just one of them people that they can't stand. But God said it don't matter if you can't stand them or not. They can't stand you or not. You got to show the love of God to them.
Amen. Amen.
A lot of times the best thing to do is keep your hold your because if you do that, God will he can't fight it as long as you're involved.
Amen.
Jesus said it's finished, Greg. It's finished. Thank you. He busy. Let me understand. It's finished. It's done. So when you leave here today, don't take that problem with you. Leave it here. If you're discouraged, don't take it with you. Leave it here. If you're sick, leave it here. Whatever it is you're dealing with today at this moment, when you get up to leave, leave it here. Because Jesus already accomplished all we needed him to. He said it is finished. He gave up the ghost and the ghost came back that he might inhabit us, that we might have power over all things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's finished.
Amen.
All we got to do now is act like it's done.
That's right.
That's been the hard part.
Yeah.
Acting like it's done.
Yeah. Amen.
Because this boy here got his own thing going. That's why it says the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit is warring against the flesh.
Yeah.
Your old nature is always battling against the new nature of God. It's
Amen.
A battle.
Amen.
Nobody's, they told me it was going to be easy, Sister Deborah. They lied to me. They should have told me, brother, you're about to enter into a warfare.
Amen.
And if you don't get close to God, you're not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you today, if you don't get closer to God than you've ever been in your life, you are not going to make it.
Amen.
You can't live on my faith. You can't live on your parents' faith. You can't live on your brother and sister's faith. You can only live by the faith that you have in God for yourself.
That's right. Amen.
And you got to tell yourself when you get up in the morning before you leave the house, Father, you said it is finished.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Today is the day that you have made. And I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it because it's finished.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to leave this house discouraged. I don't have to leave this house broken. I don't have to leave this house beat up. I don't have to leave this house sad. I can leave his house knowing that everything that Jesus says is going to fulfill. He did it from the Old Testament all the way to the New. You know what I like about it, Sister Helen? When he was in Ezra, God had us in mind. Isaiah said, look here, out of the root of Jesse, not only is God going to deliver the Jew, but he's going to deliver the Gentile too.
Amen.
God already has you in his heart.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Already.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
With all the battles, let's do it.
Yes.
The trials and struggles, we can do it.
Yes.
Because Jesus did it already. And when you can't get through a door, take your key and unlock it. Now I'm going to tell you how to use your key and unlock it. Pray and believe and trust God. When you pray, do you ask God to open the door? You go, Lord, I thank you for already opening that door. I got a key, Brother Tyler, which is a symbol for what I already recognize you to have done. The victory is not going to be mine. I got troubles, but I'm already victorious. I got struggles, but I'm already victorious. I got problems physically and spiritually, but I'm already victorious because Jesus gave me the key to death and the grave, so I don't have to lay down.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have to. I'm victorious because Jesus finished it. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more. I'm more than a conqueror. That means I'm not just a mere man. But I'm an anointed man. You're an anointed one. And the anointing destroys the yoke. It don't break it. Destroys. That's what Jesus did when he said, it is finished. We have not a high priest who went through all the things we went through. But the Bible says he did it without sin. What that means is he didn't allow it to have victory or authority over him. So now that same God goes to us for prayer. You know what I found out, Brother Carlos? When I pray in God, the Father has got to do what? Move. He's got, because he got to answer the Son.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, I'm closing with this. When you see me, you see my Father. And when you see my Father, you see me. So if you see me, you're looking at my Father, because my Jesus is in me, and the Father and the Son are one. Everybody stay.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's finished. It's finished. We were coming home last night, and it was a full moon.
You better come over here.
It was so pretty. See, the moon's supposed to represent darker, because darkness, because it's the lesser light. But I got news for you. It's only dark if you allow it to be. They used to make the statement, it's brightest at the end of the rainbow. It's bright when I first see it. I'm not going to wait till I get to the end of it to get what I need from God. I'm going after what I need at the beginning. I looked at that moon as we was going down the freeway, and the closer we got to we thought we was getting to it, the brighter it got. And the clearer it got. Because I was taking pictures of it. And I was saying, and I heard the Lord say, you see, my son, I control all things. I can make the darkness be just as bright as the sun.
Yes.
If you dwell in me and I dwell in you, you can see hear and understand the same things that I have.
Yeah. Amen.
I just need you to be transformed in your thinking, in your principles, and in your concepts. And you'll be able to see things as I see them. What is that? 3 John or 1 John says that when you see me, I'm paraphrasing, when you see me and you see me as I am, you will know who you are in God. And for that reason, you shall be called the Son of God. 1 John. I kind of expose the church as being like a locomotive. Only one thing derails a locomotive is a crash. But you know what they do when that locomotive is derailed and it crashes? They build a better one. They come up with a better idea to keep it on the track. We have to come up with a better idea to stay on the track. Because we are going to crash at times, and we are going to land hard. But we have to remind ourselves, because there's going to come a time when there ain't going to be a preacher around. You ain't going to be able to get in touch with a prophet. Evangelist is not going to be around. You're going to have to believe and know God for yourself. And you're going to have to know how to get yourself back on track. And you can only do it when you remind yourself, Jesus already did and paid the price for me. I'm going to get up, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet, I'm going to get back in the race, and I'm going to do like Jesus did. I'm going to be able to say it is finished, because I have accomplished what you have sent me here to do.
Amen.
And that is to let your Son rule in my life. Can't nobody make us. We have to decide on our own.
Amen.
We have to decide on our own. It's finished. You know, your salvation is more than you just giving your heart and life to God. Your salvation deals with every phase of your life. Spiritual, physical, financial, and look here, even domestic.
Amen.
That's what your salvation includes.
Amen.
We seem to think it only has to deal with I give my heart and life to God.
No.
That's why he says stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But see, the thing about it is, when we see the word stand still, we want to stand still. It don't mean it. It means you've got to be busy about the Lord's work. Whatever God has caused you to do, you've got to have confidence that you're doing it. And you got to be consistent about it. You can't do it one day and decide the next day you don't feel like it. My goodness, if I did that, I'd never be here. Telling you the truth. Don't think because I get up here and preach, I want to be in church all the time. I do not. There are other things in life that I like to do too. But it's just something about coming into the house of the Lord and being around saints that love God the same way you love God. That want from God the same things that you want from God. And want to grow and mature in the goodness and understanding of God. It's something about that. That's why Hebrews said, forget not the assembly of yourself in the house of God, because we draw strength from each other.
Amen. Amen.
See, now when I leave here today, I'm not going to run out by tomorrow. How many hear me?
Pretty sure,
I got enough today to last me till I come back again. Listen to me, I'm going to drop this free too. Don't send me an email. If you wake up in the morning and you ain't feeling what you're feeling now, then you missed something in the service. You know what you missed? You missed Jesus. You saw me, you heard me, You heard us, but you didn't see Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, it is finished. Now look at somebody else and say it like you mean it. It is finished. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you. We could be sitting someplace eating. Don't let me sweat. She'd reach all over the table, wiping it off. I don't even say nothing. I think you hear. I know folks like, she wiping his brow? She sure will. Don't let my mother-in-law be there. That's right. See, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Amen. Years ago, Sam, I had to come to the conclusion that Jesus finished it all for me. So it was some baggage that I had to let go. Because that's exactly what was baggage. It had me walking like this. Like I was in that movie, The Walking Dead. And I felt dead. But then I remember a song, Sister Sherry sung a song years ago, and it touched my heart. She sung it on a Wednesday morning. It was, I Must Tell Jesus. Remember that song? Years ago, she sung that song, I Must Tell Jesus. You know what I started doing? I started telling Jesus. I started telling him. Being honest with God, Jesus, I ain't feeling good today. But I still know I'm victorious.
Come on now. Amen, amen, amen.
Jesus, I'm broke. I could use some finance. But I'm still victorious. You know, we spend more time lying because we're supposed to be born again believers. How you feel? I feel great. No, you don't. How you feel, Rev? I feel like crap, but God is still good.
Yes.
If you don't accept responsibility for where you are, who you are, and what you are, Jesus can never come in and deliver you.
Amen.
As long as you keep saying, I'm just fine. I don't need nothing.
Amen.
Send it my way. I need some folks that really need to know that Jesus is done. Whatever it is you're going through in your life today, you don't have to tell nobody but Jesus. I want you to come stand across the front and that person that's standing next to you take them by the hand.